Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
3 John 1. The elder to the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Every time you see that word truth, I want you to say it out loud. Truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper. Prospering must be good. And be in health. It's good to be in health. I mean, you don't have to be very smart to know that. Right? To not be in pain, to feel good, be able to do what you need to do, that's good. Anything that's hindering that's not good. He said, even as your soul prospers, it's good to prosper on the outside, it's good to prosper on the inside. Prospering on the outside is connected to prospering on the inside. He said, for I rejoiced greatly. How many believe we're not just hearing John, we're hearing the Holy Spirit through John. So we're actually hearing the Father. Does the Father rejoice?
Yes.
He said, I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, even as you walk in the
truth.
What does that have to do with prospering and being in health, even as your soul prospers? It's truth. It's what's going to cause it to happen. Verse 4. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in
truth.
Keep reading. Beloved, you do faithfully whatever you do to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of your love before the church, whom if you bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, you shall do well. You know what a godly sort is? It, with abundance. Honoring them with abundance. Somebody said, boy, they dealt with them after a godly sort. That meant you blessed them. You did some nice things for them. And if you do that, you'll do well. Verse 7. Because that for His name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. He's talking about ministers and people doing things for them, that they were honest and good ministers and weren't covetous and weren't money hungry. And he said, because you're doing things for them and helping them, you're fellow helpers to the truth itself. Did you say truth that time? 9. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, receives us not. Somebody there had got the big head. And the thing they loved was being in charge. And everybody see it and knowing them. He said, wherefore, if I come, I'll remember his deeds which he does, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither does he himself receive the brethren, but forbids them that would, and casts them out of the church. So there were some people that were genuine ministers and good people and approved and commended by John. And here this guy, Diotrephes, rejects them, won't let anybody help them. The enemy's always trying to get in. And he tries to use somebody in the church. He prefers to use somebody in leadership. He can cause more damage. Verse 11. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. Now, what's he been talking about this whole time? And now he says good. He's been talking about truth.
Yeah.
Truth, 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 truth. And then he says, follow what's good.
Yeah.
Good is truth.
Amen. That's right.
And truth is good. Said out loud, good,
good
is true.
Is true.
Truth.
Is good.
I want you to notice these words. Truth, trust. How similar are they? Because they have the same roots. Honor, honesty. because they have the same basic meaning. People divide them because of deception and confusion. There can be no honor without honesty.
Amen.
You hear sometimes criminal groups talking among themselves about honor and then turn around and lie. You can't be an honorable man and be a deceiver. And see, this is part of what we need to be developed to where we can discern.
Yeah.
Somebody says, well, they're a good person. You know, they'll lie to you some. But they basically got a good heart. Well, I'm sorry. It's just not true.
Right.
I'm not saying they can't be redeemed. But if you choose a lie over the truth, that doesn't reflect that you're a good person.
Right.
That shows you've got heart problems. They can be fixed. I said they can be fixed. But you're not okay being like that.
Amen.
Now, it'd be hard to find a person in this building or the thousands watching online that has never told a lie. So we won't ask for a show of hands. We won't get into that. It starts young. Because guess who is the originator, the father of lying? God didn't create lying. Lying is not a part of God's original creation. Lying, no form of deception has come from God. At all. In fact, what does the Bible say about God and lying? It is impossible for God to lie. Now, how often do you hear the word impossible linked with God? But when it comes to lying and deception, and yet you've got whole groups will tell you, I've heard of preachers. I've heard of people call themselves priests. And in other groups and other so-called, especially other religions, they talk about divine deception. You know that God will use a little white lie to further His purpose, and that really how it turns out is the thing, and the ends justify the means. This is a dangerous thought.
Yes.
This is mixing good and evil. It is confusion. God has never been, to any degree, a partner to a lie. Ever. Ever. He won't lie for you. And thank God, because if He won't lie for you, He'll never lie to you. And if you know He never lies to you, you know you can trust Him. You can't have trust without truth. You can't have. If you trust something you know is lying to you, you're a fool. And if somebody's been a liar, that's bad. It's not the end. I said it's not the end. You may have been one of the biggest liars in the county. But do you know by the grace of God? That can change this morning. That can change in here right now. By the grace of God, you can change and become someone that is trustworthy. Become a man or a woman of honor. Become one that can be trusted. Hallelujah. And that means you become a good man. A good woman. You can't separate good from true.
Amen.
I know this sounds simple, but this is a very powerful truth. Sit out loud. Good,
good.
Is true.
Is
truth
is
good.
Is
God good?
Yes.
Is He truth?
Yes.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the truth. You know what the gospel is called? It's the word of truth. You know what the Spirit of God is called? The Spirit of
truth.
Somebody say truth.
Truth.
Truth. Truth. Is God good?
Yes.
What is good?
Truth.
Good is truth. Good is true. Hallelujah. Follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. And He's been talking the whole chapter about truth, 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 truth. He that does good is of God. He that does evil has not seen God. When and how did evil begin in the earth with human beings? God created the heavens and the earth. God made man in His own image. God made a woman from man. There in the garden, beautiful, perfect. Everything God made was good and very good. There wasn't a thing in it that you could look at it and say, now that ain't so good. That's bad. Not one thing could you have found. Where did it all go wrong? Where was the beginning of evil? When the serpent told a lie. Isn't that where it all went wrong? And they stood there and listened to the lie. They already have the truth.
Right.
Don't they?
Yes.
God gave them His Word. Is His Word true?
Yes.
But they stood there and listened to a lie. And the evil thing is that they chose the lie instead of the truth. And chose to believe the lie and act on the lie. And when they did that, it caused everything to be cursed and to fall. And you and I are dealing with the results today.
Amen.
So we have evil in the earth that's not of God, not pleasing to God, not the will of God. And it all came back. Trace it back to its origin. Where did it come from? How did the devil start it? With deception. Has God said, no, you won't really die? That is a complete lie.
Amen.
It's just a lie.
That's right.
What should they have done? They should have loved the truth. And come on, help me out. What's the other part? Hated the lie. He said, say what? You gonna stand here and call God a liar? Tell me what He says not true? How many understand? They should have shut Him down so fast. Is that right? They should have sent him packing. God gave Adam authority to keep that place. He should have sent him packing.
Exactly.
Shouldn't he?
Yes.
And you and I'd all be in perfection in paradise today. Mrs. Man, Adam and Eve, how come you had to mess everything else up? You'd have done the same thing. Mrs. Oh, no, no. The only way you could sit here today and say I wouldn't do it is if you had never sinned. And you can't say that. That's what they did. Choosing a lie over the truth. Choosing evil over good.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.